used a similar well-loved melody. His Bonnie Laddie, Highland Laddie was commissioned again for George Thomson's collections, and it appeared with a fabulous musical setting by Ludwig van Beethoven in 1818. A nice side story here is that several of Beethoven's song packages for Thomson, usually sent through banking or diplomatic channels, were very late in arriving in Edinburgh, if they arrived at all, because of Napoleon's antics. We'll get ye that silver moon, Bonnie Laddie, Highland Laddie, Glinton. Many Bonnie Laddie, Highland Laddie songs had already been written, and from a variety of different political standpoints. But here the laddie wi' his blue bonnet has been fighting for Wellington and Blücher with his beard so grey at Waterloo. And Beethoven's sparkling piano accompaniment captures just how sexy this soldier is and how exciting that victory was. This song appeared in Vienna in a shortened German translation just a few years later. I bet Hogg didn't imagine, when he wrote of Napoleon's mislaid plans to come to Fort William, that his own songs would end up in Vienna.
Bonnie Laddie, Highland Laddie. Words by James Hogg, music by Beethoven. And it was performed by Kirstine McHugh and David Hamilton. The essay was presented by Kirstine McHugh, and at the same time tomorrow night, Mark Adkin presents an essay on Napoleon from the perspective of a military historian. That's at the same time, 11:15 tomorrow night. And don't forget that you can listen again to this week's essays on the Radio 3 website. And our Napoleon season continues tomorrow at midday with Composer of the Week, which is looking at the music that Napoleon loved. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. The time now is 11 o'clock. Time for Verity Sharp to bring you Late Junction. Thank you.
from the group named after one of the highest mountain peaks in Virginia. That's Furnace Mountain and the traditional tune Grub Springs. Welcome to another night of Late Junction. Here's a ghostly legend from the Peak District, as told by Bella Hardy.
Friend.
That's Bella Hardy with The Drunken Butcher of Tideswell, which is on the album that she released this year called The Dark Peak and the White. Now, this is the work of the Berlin-based electronic music artist Scott Monteith, working under the name Deadbeat for this track, Punter des Schodos.
Thank you. Écoutez mon histoire, vous autres qui voyagez, toujours dans la mémoire, ayez l'éternité. La mort peut apparaître sans que vous l'attendiez, avec sa main de traître, elle viendra vous chercher. C'était au mois d'octobre, au loin de Saint-Mathieu. Selon ma vie bien sombre, je devais fermer les yeux. Au logis de mon père, où j'avais pris le dîner, là où je ne m'attendais guère, que c'était mon dernier. Quand on est plein de vie, quand on est grand et fort, souvent c'est qu'on se fie, qu'on est bien loin de la mort. Voyez comme on se trompe, tout joyeux le midi. Me
As the clock strikes 12, I'm in my grave. That's the voice of Quebec's Fred Pellerin and a traditional song called The Dead. Following on from Punta de Choros, which is the work of dub techno maestro Dead Beat. You'll find that on his album 8. Just keeping things dark and dreamy for a few more minutes, here's something from the intimate lo-fi world of Janelle and Anthony, and it's a piece they call Mustang Song.
Thank you. wall. My children, my children, why do we build the wall? Children, my children, how does the wall keep us free?
How does the wall keep us free? The wall keeps out the enemy, and we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall to keep us free.
Who do we call the enemy? My children, my children. Who do we call the enemy?
Who do we call the enemy? The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
Because we have and they have not, my children, my children. Because they want what we have got.
Because we have and they have not. Because they want what we have got. The enemy is poverty, and the wall keeps out the enemy. And we build the wall to keep us free. That's why we build the wall. We build the wall to keep us free.
What do we have that they should want? My children, my children. What do we have that they should want?
What do we have that they should want? We have a wall to work upon. We have work that they have none. And our work is never done. My children, my children. And the war is never won. The enemy.
That's why we build the wall.
We build the wall
to keep us free.
We build the wall to keep us free.
The music of Aeneas Mitchell, the voice of Greg Brown, and the song Why We Build the Wall, which is from Mitchell's folk opera Hadestown, which tells the story of Orpheus's mission to rescue Eurydice from the underworld, a concept album that Mitchell released a couple of years ago on the Righteous Babe Records label. Here's a song from a great collection that Topic released called Songs of Defiance from Chechnya and the North Caucasus, describing a majestic river in this song called the Tsitsidon. It's sung by Svetlana Chelsieva.
Don mene perchanta kane oy perchanta kane bama kalagaya bama kalagaya oy mawar jonem garta mawar jon khalarta najarut mamne oy najarut mamne qalzak jaradaya qalzak jaradaya Надалиета, вот федерата, вот федерата, ой. А ревер маша, ох, сэканон, да федерата, ой. И у минуты, да у минуты, арта минуты, ой. Vermașa, of, e canon de vederată. Shuran, shakte, shuran, shagote, benatoi. Nana ila po, oh, fikanon, aftabazure. As sharbatane, maushe, madane, maushe, madanoi. Nana ila po, oh, fikanon, aftabazure.
Исполняет 80-летний Баба Дикаев.
Thank you.
Well, that's a song for a rumble dance. I've no idea what a rumble dance is, but it sounds fun. The music's from Thailand, and the singer there is Hong Tong Dwao Don, backed by a group featuring a gentleman called Ton Huat Phatet, who plays the Thai sor, spelt S-O-R, which is a two-stringed fiddle originating in the northeast of the country, and an instrument that Phatet came to master. It's a great sound, reminiscent of the Greek lira, or indeed the Chinese er hu. So here he is again with a short solo.
Bed busy. tiny wee.
That's another from Jerek Bischoff's album Composed, where he's written songs for all kinds of singers. Kitana Veloso's on here, as is David Byrne, and he co-wrote that dramatic song Insomnia, Death and the Sea with the singer Dawn McCarthy. It's an album released on the Leaf label earlier this year. All details will be on the playlist, bbc.co.uk/radio3/Late Junction. This is Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Well, that's the great sound of the large Kurdish frame drum called the daf, as played by Hussein Zahawi, who started learning it when he was just 5 years old. And that was a Pontic dance written by Mateus Sahuridis, who was playing the Cretan lira. This is Late Junction with me, Verity Sharp, and here are the sisters, Mahsa and Marjan Vahdat, who can't perform in their native Iran as they'd be breaking the law. So they've been working instead in Scandinavia with all kinds of producers and musicians. But this album is the first in which they've presented themselves and their music in its purest form. It's an album called Twinklings of Hope, which hints perhaps at their hope one day to be able to perform in their own country. This is called Elegy for a Garden. The sound of crying is heard from your garden. The sound of crying is heard days and nights. The heart of the nightingale burns for your heartache.
Yeah.
The music of Graham Richardson, working under the moniker Last Days, and the track that begins his piece, The Safety of the North, which tells the story of a family leaving a city for a better life in a cleaner, safer land and exploring feelings of hope and loss. Before that, hope also explored by the Iranian sisters Mahsa and Mahjan Vahdat in their Elegy for a Garden. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. That's Onda Tropica, who've captured the music of Colombia, captured by a group of the country's musical veterans and also the up-and-coming stars, all of whom have been brought together by Will Hollands and Mario Galliano. I think that particular piece was originally one of their outtakes. It's an improvisation that they recorded with a beatboxer called Chango late one night as they were all packing up the studio, but it turned out to be so ear-bending they dressed it up and left it in a piece they called Tres Reyes de la Terapia. And from Colombia to Uruguay here with a tune from the Gauchos, or cattle herders, of Roldan. Thank you. Cerro Abajo by Otilio Rodin, showcasing a type of dance rhythm which originated in Rio de Janeiro and was a precursor of the modern samba. And that was a piece played by Rodin's son, Walter, one of the gauchos de Rodin. If you'd like to see a playlist, do have a look at the website, bbc.co.uk/radio3. Follow the links to the Late Junction page. And of course, you can listen again there too to this programme for the next 7 days. Well, we're going to hear the Northumbrian piper Catherine Tickell's stories from the Debatable Lands in a moment. The Debatable Lands being a few miles of border country which straddled Scotland and England, and the ownership of this piece of land was disputed for many years, and it became an area which was frequented by outlaws and troublemakers. Catherine Tickell describes the stretch as being a bleak and beautiful place, and so she wrote some music to match it. But just before that, here's a great song, one of many written by Paul Metsys, who nowadays lives in the Lake District and has returned to performing the odd sporadic gig. Maybe we're going to see more of him in 2013. But thankfully, many other singers pick up his songs and sing them to the world, notably Steve Turner, who's here singing Paul Metsys' song called The Crows They Crow.
Driving with a friend of mine some time ago, we saw a cat run down on the road. This followed him deeply, and me also. And the crows they crowed, and the crows they crowed. Tops of the trees, the crows, they crow. And I lived in the rain, and he in the wind, and each in our humble abode. On the rim of the wind, where hopes are pinned, and the crows they crowed, and the crows they crowed. In the tops of the trees, the crows they crowed. Out on the flat farms, there while the sun with me on a bicycle rode, over the grey fields and the faltering sun, and the crows they crowed, and the crows they crowed. In the tops of the trees, the crows they crow. Up on the bank, the man by the turnstile demanded the toll he was owed. For the journey was longer by many's the mile, and the crows they crowed, and the crows they crowed. In the tops of the trees, the crows they crowed. And whenever I'm traveling, and often beside, my canals that lazily flow. I think of my friend, the turning of the tide, and the crows they crowed, and the crows they crowed. In the tops of the trees, the crows they crowed. And the crows, they crowed, and the crows, they crowed. In the tops of the trees, the crows, they crowed. In the tops of the trees, the crows, they crowed.
Stories from Debatable Lands, still my favourite album, I think, by Catherine Tickell. But she's going to be on tour in March next year with her latest project, which is called Northumbrian Voices. So do have a look at her website for details of that. And that's almost it for another week. I'm Verity Sharp. I'll be back on Tuesday. But meanwhile, leave you with one last song from Quebec's Fred Pellerin. This is Tenir Debout. Till next week. Good night.
Soliloque sur la semelle de mes bottes quand elle se frotte au pavé des ruelles. On m'a dit que le doute, c'est le bon Dieu qui clignote, mais ma foi est fébrile comme une chandelle. La foule est ventriloque à couvert, on chuchote, c'est dans la pénombre que la lumière est belle. C'est dans la pénombre que la lumière est belle. Une nuit ou une vie cerne mes yeux déjà flous, au reflet vert de grise et cruel. Le sel des glaciers sur la couleur de mes joues, même si personne ne nous cherche querelle. Et la gorge qui rit et les mains dans la boue, c'est dans le brouillard qu'une rencontre est belle. C'est dans le brouillard qu'une rencontre est belle. Alors j'apprends à me tenir debout. Oui, j'apprends à me tenir debout. Je n'ai rien contre personne et je tendrai l'autre jour. J'apprends à me tenir debout. Qui vaut toutes les victoires quand nos propres désirs nous ensorcellent. Parfois l'homme se rachète en se servant à boire. Je n'ai pourtant rien d'un criminel. Et Amélie qui demande si on rêve ou si on dort, c'est dans le silence qu'une réponse est belle. C'est dans le silence qu'une réponse est belle. Alors j'apprends à me tenir debout. Oui, j'apprends à me tenir debout. Je n'ai rien contre personne et je tendrai l'autre joue. J'apprends à me tenir debout. Oui, j'apprends à me tenir debout. Oui, j'apprends à me tenir debout. Je n'ai rien contre personne et je tendrai l'autre joue. J'apprends à me tenir debout.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Americans in Seoul for this opening hour. It's a concert given in the Korean capital this summer. Joanne Folletta conducting the Korean Broadcasting Symphony Orchestra in Samuel Barber's First Symphony, Copland's Rodeo. And here, first of all, John Corigliano's violin concerto, based on his music for the film The Red Violin. The film itself, an extravagant time-travelling drama, tracing the 300-year life of a priceless handcrafted violin. Corigliano dedicated the concerto to his father, a fine solo violinist and concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic for more than a quarter of a century. The violinist here, Michael Ludwig.
Thank you.